tips.
Well, let's see. We're looking at about 28 days before spring training begins, and I get to go to A's Fantasy Camp this weekend.
Yes, you do.
So I'm thinking a lot about baseball and how the A's may be doing in the year 2004 season. You may have heard Andrea Malathy, sports astrologist, on Robert Bwan's Extra Innings. She's quite famous. And, Andrea, we had to come to you to see how astrology relates to baseball and what we can think, what we look forward to the season.
Well, astrology is all about timing, and as you said, it's all about potential. So, let's see. First, we have Barry Zito, May 13, 1978. He's a Taurus. Determined, reliable, one of the more eccentric Tauruses. This season, Jupiter, which is the planet of expansion and good fortune, will be in his sixth house of health, indicating good health, work that's more fulfilling and enjoyable, giving the body more physical strength and vitality. Precision grows stronger, thrives on work and efficiency.
Oh, now wait, will he win 20 games? That's all we want to know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Last year, there was a kind of a low ebb in physical energy, and astrology is all about cycles. And this July, Neptune, which is a planet of nebulousness, opposes his Mars. Mars is real important for an athlete. It's energy, assertion, aggression. So that opposition can slow things down a little bit. But that's really the only bump in the highway that I see.
I see.
On to Mulder. He's a Leo, the king of the zodiac. August 5th, 77. He's going to start the season with a bang. Real high energy, new beginnings, increased initiative. You're real eager to make up for lost time. So he's really very exuberant, more assertive, positive thinking, more confident and daring. But as I said, astrology is all about cycles, and the same challenge, I guess it was a hip flexor muscle, the same challenge he dealt with last year. It's not necessarily the same thing, but he does have to be mindful at the end of the season not to wear down. August and September may feel tired.
We're also fascinated by this, as are other people, because I know you've been featured on ESPN and Sports Illustrated. Have players called you to get your chart readings?
A couple of athletes asked for information, a couple of coaches. You know, I think astrology, it's all about optimum performance cycles, and athletes are always looking for that extra edge, and astrology can provide insights with strengths and potentials and timing. And baseball and astrology run in cycles. Baseball players talk about their bat heating up or going on a winning streak.
Sure.
And it's usually correlated to Mars, which rules energy, assertion, and aggression. And timing, for example, Tim Hudson, he's going to have what's known as his Saturn return, which happens to everyone at 29 years of age. You might call yours, and that's extra responsibility, a real career turning point, a lot of endings, a new beginning. And that starts for him this summer in August. So he also starts the season very spirited and highly effective, more confident and strong, greater willpower, and leadership abilities may surface.
What do you see for Jermaine Dye?
You know, it's interesting. I think someday in the age of Aquarius, GMs are going to want to speak to astrologers before they sign athletes to huge million-dollar contracts.
It would behoove them.
It would, because he's having a similar transit to Ken Griffey Jr., and as sports fans may know, that's not necessarily good. Mars, again, as I said, is a very important planet for athletes. It's physical energy, assertion, aggression. And this particular transit, meaning what's happening currently, is a very slow-moving cycle, meaning it moves a degree or two a year. So believe it or not, this year, I still see the effects of this low energy, trouble fulfilling desires, may become more frail and tired. Billy Bean is listening. Try to get another bat. I really don't think this is a breakout season for Jermaine Dye. Again, I don't have the exact birth time. From what I see, cycles repeat themselves in astrology. And while, you know, June might be a little bit more of a high energy,